of the Living Geek.
This is good time, though, because I literally just watched it.
Oh, that is good, because I watched it a little bit ago, so I remember some of it. I didn't watch it last night. I was like, I'm going to watch the Sharks game instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got our priorities here. We know.
Yeah.
Wow, there's like a whole bunch of motorcycles.
Yeah, what the hell?
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 motorcycles just went by.
Oh, boat. Okay.
By the way, I'm drinking the Sharks beer.
Are you drinking Chum?
Yeah. I can't.
That's such a horrible name.
It is a terrible name for a beer. It's good for what it is, but I'm not much of like that kind of a beer person. Like, it's a bitter beer, it's dry, it's hop, it's whatever.
My brother probably loved that shit.
Yeah, it's good for what it is. Gordon Biersch, but it's just like I like much, much lighter things, so.
Was it Gordon Biersch? Maybe they'll have it at the one down here, because he wanted to try it, but he just moved here. So
It's worth a shot, but I don't know. I don't think they would sell Sharks beer in Phoenix.
Yeah, well,
in Coyotes territory.
Yeah, right. Nobody gives a shit about the Coyotes. But everybody outside of San Jose hates them, so.
I don't understand that either. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why they're hating. Like, what do you, they're, you know. You should be happy. You play them in the playoffs. You got like a much higher chance of winning.
Yeah. So whatever. I don't know. People are dumb. Fucking assholes. All right. We'll get started then. I had to rant. Maybe ooh. I'll. Yeah. Woo. All right. Well, welcome to Outwit Outplay Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. We're going to be talking about season 33, Millennials versus Gen X, episode 4, The Sucker at the Table. Which I actually know the origins of that phrase, so I'm going to share it with you. It's a well-known poker axiom, and if you can't spot the sucker at the table, it's you.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun.
Exactly. I'm Nick, and that's Brian. Andy is in Boston right now doing things.
He's hanging out with Rodney and Rob.
Yeah.
And probably Brett, too.
He's running around the streets just shouting, Brett, I think it's really cool that you're gay. Brett! I can't believe he was so like, oh my god, he doesn't sound gay at all.
Well, I don't think it was just that he doesn't, like, you know, have the effeminate voice.
No, I know.
Like before, like when we watched just his intro video, he seemed like he might be the kind of guy that's a homophobe. That's why it was so surprising.
He's from Boston, so I'm sure he is. He's afraid of himself. He looks in the mirror and he's just like, whoa, whoa, what are you doing there? Oh, get out of my house. Oh, wait, that's me. Boston, you shitty place. Yeah, so he's not here right now. We're just going to talk about this episode. I'm drinking Chum.
Don't explain. Just leave it like that.
I'll leave it like that.
Drinking Chum.
Yeah, all right. So, he says to mention iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Don't do that. Don't. It doesn't matter, guys. We don't want to be on the rankings. Don't do that. Anyway, so this episode, this was a pretty good one by my reckoning. It started off with Chris pouting just like Zeke and Adam did last week. You know, his buddy got voted out and he didn't like it.
Yeah, you voted me out. You guys, meanies.
Yeah.
Jerk. Well, not me. You voted my friend. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You voted me out and for some reason I'm still here on the beach.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Butthead.
The ladies, Lucy and who was it? Was it Lucy and Jessica? Yeah, both of them were out there talking and trying to like explain, this is what we did, why we did it, blah, blah, blah. And Chris just, no, I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And then they did. Like, that's the great thing is they're like, oh, wait, we're adults. So they turned away and started talking to Brett. And then Chris was like, shut up and go to bed.
That's not what he did. They immediately stopped talking to him, and then they start talking about the vote, and then he goes, well, if you're going to talk about it, I should be a part of this. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was him pouting for some. Yeah, it's just like, come on, man. I don't know. This tribe is very fragmented. Yeah, so that was how it started, and then it goes into them the next day, and a whole new alliance is formed, and it's Jessica and Lucy and Cece and other people.
Not really a new alliance. It's the same one.
Yeah, it's the same.
They just don't have Paul now.
Yeah. Essentially, they realign instead of that tall six. Well, because her plan was to – or Lucy's plan, that is – was to get rid of Jessica because she was the competition. And that was, you know, she figured that that would act as a sacrifice to appease the remaining men and get them to think that she isn't a threat, which is a good play. What is not a good play.
Well, it totally worked too.
Yeah, it totally worked. What did not totally work, however, was her bossing everyone around and saying, don't go and talk to people. Don't walk all by yourself. Don't do this, that, or the other thing. It's just like, wow, that is really controlling. And she really kind of just seemed like a cult leader to me.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do this.
Yeah, right?
And, dare you.
Yeah, and then was it? No, it wasn't Chris. It was Ken. Just was like, I'm an adult. I'll do what I want. I'm a hedonist. I believe in pleasure. You can't tell me what to do.
Don't, you know, like they voted Paul out because he was like, I'm going to drop you women immediately. But really, they voted him out because he was trying to control everything.
Yeah. And then Lucy decides, you know what? We got rid of him for that. So I'm going to do it now, too, because this couldn't possibly go wrong.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, she didn't nearly get away with it. I will say more about that when we say goodbye. But she nearly got away. It almost worked. It didn't. But that's the thing. They almost let her.
It kind of did.
Yeah. All right. Did the Millennial Tribe have anything happen before the reward challenge, or did it just go straight from that fight to reward?
Yeah, I think it went straight to the reward.
Okay. Yeah, I watched this about 4 hours ago, and you watched it 4 minutes ago, so it's a little bit better, fresher in your mind.
These are the best ones, when they have to, like, physically fight each other off. I love these.
The gladiator ones, those are always fun. This was kind of like water polo. I was thinking, like, I watched a little bit of that during the Olympics, and I realized, man, that sport is brutal. And this was essentially that. There was one life preserver. I wrote loop thing, because I could not think of the word life preserver to save my life. To preserve my life, I could not think of life preserver. There was a life preserver, and they just had to, like, get two hands on a pole while holding it in order to win.
Well, hand. It doesn't have to be both.
I thought it was two. Huh, okay.
No, they were definitely only doing it with one hand.
Yeah. All right, cool. That simple premise led to a really brutal thing where Chris basically just beat up and stole the lunch money from all of the millennials that he faced off against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who were the first ones that went out there?
It was Chris and David, and then it was Adam and Jay, yeah. Because I remember
Adam and Jay. Adam and Jay are really stupid. Because they both held on to Chris and just let David take off with the ring.
Yeah.
Well, how did you think that was going to work?
Part of it was like at first, Chris was holding on to them. Like, he just stole the ring from Adam as he was advancing and then, like, latched onto the both of them. But then they were kind of like, what do we do? He's holding us. I don't know. We should have a conference about this. Yeah. And then, meanwhile, David is just sauntering over, taking his sweet time.
Slowly.
Yeah, I was like, that was hella funny. I really liked that. But the second time around, though, Chris was definitely more physical. Like, even more than he was this time. The women... Seek play a little? Wow, I cannot spell. Oh, no, you know what it is? God damn it.
Yeah, seek blade.
No, so I have autocorrect turned off, but ever since I updated to iOS 10, like, it's still turned off, but it will occasionally go like, oh, no, you don't mean that. Like, there's no way you meant to say Zeke. You must have just misspelled seek. And so very rarely it'll do that, and I have to watch it. But yeah, change that. Anyway... When they went a second time, Zeke was playing the Sean Avery role and just taunting and yelling at him and like getting up in his face. That? You don't know Sean Avery? Oh my God. You would love him. You would love him. He was a hockey player and he didn't break any rules, but they had to create rules for him to break. The best example was, it was in the postseason he was on the Rangers and they were against the Devils. And he was screening, not Roberto Luongo, goddammit. He was screening Martin Brodeur. And instead, Yeah. And normally, you know how, like, the person screening him, they're facing the front and they have their back to the goalie and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I remember.
He turned around and just started shouting, "Fatso! Hey, Fatso!" right in his face.
Waving his arms around and
Yeah. And they had to create a rule like, you can't do that anymore. And so essentially, that was what Zeke was doing, except I don't think it worked very well because Chris, like, it worked for a while. Chris was really distracted. And then he was just like, wait a minute. I'm bigger and stronger than you, and you're not even touching me. And so he just went and, like, grabbed the thing from Adam and then just walked in himself and dragged everyone along with him. I don't know. Chris is, like, you wrote on here that he's not that big, but I feel like Chris is a pretty big guy, like, tall.
Oh, he's definitely a big guy, but seriously, everyone else is pretty fucking small this season. That's the only big person. That's why he looks like he's so huge.
That is true. Yeah, you're right. He looks a lot bigger than he actually is because, like, in comparison to everyone else, especially David. Like, David is just like, David's like a little mini me. He's like, growing on me.
I was going to say, even like Ken, he's defined, but he's still pretty small.
He's a little imposing looking, like because of those abs and whatever. But yeah, you could take him in a fight. Well, not in a fight, but you could take him in something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how balanced it was with Michaela out there, who just eventually just dragged everybody herself.
Well, but that's
with no top.
That was pretty great. Yeah, and we got our answer that they figured it out. Then she realized, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to lose, so she's holding me by the top, so fuck it, top comes off and they're gonna see some tatas today. I like her. that's pragmatic. I like her.
I want to know what they must have, like, stopped and let the crews go find it or something, because she was suddenly wearing it again.
Yeah, they had to. I imagine it's not that hard to find. Like
a bunch of swells and shit.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they couldn't just let her walk around naked for the rest of the show, you know?
Well, you know, they have a whole bunch of cameramen in the water that we can't see. So I'm sure that once it hit the water, one of them just grabbed it and was like, all right, cool. Yeah. But
it might even have happened to float right to him, for all we know.
Yeah. And those swells, it's funny you should mention those, because those were real powerful and actually knocked Jeff right over.
That was the best. Right at the end, he was not. He totally wasn't looking.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He said that was the first time that's ever happened to him. Usually they have him like on a little platform. So he got knocked off. So after the reward challenge, we had an unusual scene where instead of going to the people celebrating, they went to the millennial camp and showed Adam searching around for the idol and finding a clue. And then eventually, like, at first I thought, oh, okay, it says it's hidden in a shell and he doesn't realize that means a coconut shell. And it turns out, no, it's actually in a real, real shell.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah. That was kind of cool. That seems a lot easier to do than to somehow plant one inside of a coconut.
Well, it was in a, what are those called? Clam. It was in a clam shell.
Yeah, it was a real big clam. And what's funny is they showed him and he was like, all right, it's in a shell. And he's picking up like tiny little hermit crab sized shells.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, dude, do you not understand? It has to fit in the shell.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think it is, right? It's like, maybe it's on the other side. But yeah, eventually he finds it and that's good. But unfortunately, while he was doing that and he was like, oh my God, I found it. Was it Figgy? Yeah, Figgy was like, hey, how's the search going?
It was Hannah.
Oh, it's Hannah, my bad.
Yeah.
They all look the same to me. Hannah had no actual lines this time around, so.
Except for that one, yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, what you doing? How's the search going? He's like, oh, shit, I hope they didn't see me get it.
He's like, oh, I'm still looking.
Yeah, oh, no, I didn't find it. And he's like, he's wearing it. It's like, all right, fine, bye. I like Hannah, but I swear to God, she's hopefully, I'm pretty sure she didn't know what was going on, because if she did, they would have had her in a little aside going like, oh, I'm glad he found it. Okay.
Yeah, or her telling somebody.
Yeah, but no. So, whatever. But you know what that means. That means I got two immunity idols on my team.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh, spoiler alert. Come on. Quit jumping ahead. Like we have any structure. Let's see. So what happened? Oh, yeah. The Gen Xers saved their sausages for breakfast. I'm surprised they didn't show very much of the feast. They usually would.
Yeah, then they had more important shit going on.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. They showed none of it. And then they just showed, hey, everyone save your sausage for breakfast? Okay, great. Then he throws him some bell peppers. All right. It's like, that's really specific stuff to get into.
So, then, immunity.
Yay! Which, okay. I didn't pay enough attention, because at first when it said you have to pull them all in sequence, all of the numbers in sequence, I got that.
Yeah.
Or all the letters in whatever. And the numbers, yeah. Yeah, and I thought that the sequence was actually also going to be the sequence of the letters. So I thought, oh, it'd be an easy puzzle to solve. You just open up bag number one and put that in the first place, that sort of thing.
No, that would be, that wouldn't be a puzzle.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, like, it would be a puzzle if somebody fucked it up and got some of the bags mixed up or whatever. But you're right, that wouldn't have been very good. But this was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of cool watching them, like, with that rope and pulley system, pull people up in, like, a little easy chair.
Yeah. Well, it's like a bench, like a park bench.
Yeah. Well, actually, it reminded me of like a roller coaster, especially how they had to like put the little safety bar down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, what I was most impressed with is the little, what did Jeff call it? Like the high, what the hell do they call it? The thing they got to, you know, walk through really quick.
Oh,
like they
do.
With the tires, usually.
Yeah.
Nobody fucked it up at all.
Yeah.
I was really expecting somebody to fucking face plant, and everyone did it perfectly.
Especially they had the little hurdles, and then they had the little bamboo tire thing, whatever you want to call it, that everyone had to high step through. The
high step, that's what I was.
Yeah. The weird thing for me, though, was like, I didn't catch that at all. And so I looked up at one point and I saw Michaela like jumping over these things. I'm like, wait, what? When did this come in? And yeah, it had been there the entire time. And it's just like, again, it's one of those little touches that they just add almost as an afterthought just to make it a little bit harder for people to do. Cause like it didn't change anything. And what's really funny. Well,
cause nobody fell.
Yeah, nobody fell. But what's really funny is like, okay, they spent, okay, editing, maybe they spent like 10 minutes getting the pieces together. And there was like, maybe I think the millennials got it done first and they had like maybe 30 seconds ahead, head start on the puzzle. And then the puzzle takes 45 minutes for anyone to do.
What, more on those high steps. It was adorable when Jeff randomly got all super excited. Just like high school football.
Yeah. Did you notice who he said it to?
Where
also?
Did that come from?
He said that about David, who I'm sure has never played high school football in his life.
Right? What the hell?
Actually, David's like, what the fuck, man? Come on. That was a thing I didn't quite understand was, like, the Gen Xers were smart. They had David up on there at pulling letters and whatever. And he's like maybe, what, 150 pounds? He's a light little guy.
150? There's no way that guy's 150 pounds.
I'm super bad at
like 125 at most.
Oh, okay, good. Yours.
That guy's tiny.
I always super underestimate people. But yeah, I mean, he's a tiny little person. But they're like, oh, we got to have our strong people do it. It's like, really? Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't understand why the hell they put, like, when they put in Chris up there, it's like, what are you guys retarded? Why would you lift the heavy guy? But it apparently didn't make any difference.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, it really didn't. Especially, as we said, since it took 45 minutes to do that brutal ass puzzle, which.
Plus, there's five of them pulling, I guess.
It's a really big deal. Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially when you have. Still have Ken pulling and Brett, who's a pretty big dude too. Yeah, but this puzzle, it was pretty brutal. Like, okay, I couldn't quite tell. All they knew, they had the
they knew like how many words there were and how many letters were in each word. That
okay,
was it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, because like that's really hard when you have it looked like what 36 some odd letters, and so you just have a random
30. It was 30. That's why 30. There was, you know, they pulled the 30 things down.
But, yeah. Like, I didn't remember the number. I knew that they had to pull. Yeah, come on, man.
It was 10 three times. So.
Was that what it was? Okay, yeah, I didn't. I don't know. As I said, like I kind of tune out for immunity challenges, so the fact that I remember who won is important.
Well, like, you know, like for one, like, I can't speak. Jumbles like that, like, I'm really good at it. I can do it really fast, but like, if it could be like any, if it's like four different words. With what was it? It was
somebody loses their flame tonight. Or,
that's five freaking words.
Yeah,
out of 30 random letters, that is freaking hard. I understand. Like once you found like one word, if you got one word right, after that everything would be like, which is what happened when the millennials won.
Yeah,
but being able to find the right word out of 30 freaking letters.
Yeah.
Like, if they knew which letters go in which word, it would have been easy as hell.
Yeah, well, because also you remember. blue collar, white collar, no collar, where they had that puzzle that it took everyone an hour to do. And like they said, well, it only took us 10 minutes during prep. And it was just something simple. It was like, all the fix it, reward with all, or yeah, no, it was just all the fix-ins. That's all it was. Yeah. That's only three words, and that took them an hour. And this was a lot more than that.
Yeah. See, but that's also the, you know, when they're testing it, you know, they're also not like panicking. We need to fucking win this game right now.
And they're not hunger starved and everything either. Yeah. Oh, that was something we forgot. Yeah, the millennials decided to go all Lord of the Flies and went on a big old hunt, and that's what gave Adam his chance. Yeah, and Adam was just like, "Are those motherfuckers? Are they hunting?
Yeah, they're chasing a goat."
Yeah, they did not catch it.
Like, I don't know what made them think it could have possibly caught up to it, even if they got near it.
You know what?
If it started running, it would be over.
I swear, I bet you they just thought, we are so bored right now. We want to do something. So they just decided, let's go hunt this guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, when people hunt, like, you know, like a deer or something, they know they can't possibly catch up, you know, on foot. That's why they shoot them.
Yeah, that's why we have guns and bows.
Or throw a spear if you're hardcore. If you don't have anything to throw, no way in hell you're going
to
catch it.
It's just like, what were they going to do? Just wrestle it to the ground? Grr, styles clash. Come on.
It was going to be like the beginning of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess when the goat's running it. You just got to grab it by the horns and throw it on the ground.
I have to take your word on that. You know, the only Zelda game I've played is number one. That's oh, wait, cool. I played number two also.
It's fantastic. You played two? That one was shit. Don't go by that.
That's when I stopped.
That's probably why. You played two and you're like, well, these games suck now. I'm not going to play anymore.
Well, I like number two. It was just I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so I couldn't play any of the cool ones. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, the one last thing I was going to say about this challenge, David, you know, he wasn't worthless, but I mean, This is basically the last chance for him on puzzles, right? Like, this is the third puzzle in a row where he's just been kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, you guys.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he wasn't like just staring at it, doing nothing. He tried a whole bunch of words.
Yeah.
Just ended up not working out. It's not like he was just completely failing.
You're right. Well, here's the thing. You're right about that. And normally I'd be like, okay, that's cool. Like, if this was the first challenge that he had done that on, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But this is the third. And granted, nobody got it, but still, it's like, eh, I don't know.
I mean, like, you know, but you got to consider the kind of puzzle, like a word game like that. It's fucking blind ass luck if you happen to pick the right word. There's a whole bunch of words that you can make.
Yeah.
Someone's got to play more Sudoku. Wait, not Sudoku. Someone's got to play more Jumble in the morning.
Yeah.
The New York Times Jumble. So, hey, speaking of Jumble, that sounds sort of like Scramble, which is what we've been moving on to next. That's called a segue, because I'm a pro fucking professional. Oh, God. Yeah. So the millennials win. Good for them. And it's the Gen X has got to go again. And right off the bat, what's her name? Lucy is saying, all right, we're going to go with Jessica, right? That's the sacrificial play. And that seems to work until Ken's like, well, she's trying to give us all these rules. Fuck that, right?
So let's, she can't tell me what to do.
Yeah. You're not the boss of me. You're not my supervisor. You're not the camera guy at this photo shoot because I'm a model. I don't know. So Ken does the smart thing and he goes to Jessica and says, hey, look, Lucy's talking crap about you and wants you gone. You need to do something to save yourself. We can put together a coalition and keep you around. And she's like, okay. And then says, I don't trust him. That's really suspicious. I haven't heard my name at all, which actually goes to show you that the other
tribe. Of course you haven't.
Yeah. You're not going to say anything? Yeah, no, exactly. The reason you haven't heard your name is because the one person who's willing to tell you it told you. Everyone else is like, no, we're fine with getting rid of her.
Yeah.
But then,
super really stupid thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. She does the really stupid thing, which is, okay, I understand her being suspicious. I mean, I would be suspicious, too, if someone just came up and said, hey, your friend's trying to get you out. But I wouldn't then go directly to my friend and say, hey, are you trying to get me out? Because of course they're going to say no.
Yeah, what you going to do? Yep, I was. Ha, fuck you. You know.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you got me. Aw, shucks. JT might do that, but no one else would. Yeah, oh, that was awful. And so, of course, naturally, Lucy says, no. Wow, I can't believe Ken would do that. That's so two-faced. And she believes her. And it's like, no. What you need to do is go to anybody else. Be like, hey, who have you heard? What's going on? Especially you've seen David and Ken like hanging out. Go to David. David might actually give you the straight goods. And he would have.
That David was there when he told her. That's not really going to.
David was there when Ken was talking?
Yeah, he was right there.
I didn't see him at all. Okay. And I was legit paying attention at that point.
But seriously, she should have gone to Sunday. I mean, Sunday was the one that he was trying to get, you know, her to pull along so that they could actually get the numbers.
Yeah. No, she didn't. She's just, no, the person who's trying to get me out, she can be trusted.
What the hell?
And so I was all set for Jessica. Actually, what I thought was going to happen, now that I recall it, is once David threw Ken under the bus, because David was there when Lucy and Jessica were talking, and he was like, oh no, this is the first I've ever heard of it. He's a good liar. Like, nobody seems to realize that he was straight up lying right to their face. Even though he said, oh, I bet she knows. She knows I was lying. She didn't say shit about it. Yeah, after he threw Ken under the bus, I thought, oh man, now they're going to line against Ken. God damn it.
I know. I was like, oh shit, don't do that.
Oh no, he survived. And that was what was great, is David is a good two-faced person. But also, like, even though he's playing a two-faced game, he does have a kind of a core of, I don't want to say honor, but sportsmanship. Like, he stuck with his word. We'll transition slowly into the tribal here by saying that when they cast all their votes, he played his thing and he decided, I'm going to stick with our original plan of getting rid of Lucy. I'm going to save Jessica, to the point where I think she got, what, 7 votes against her?
Well, all of them except for herself and them too.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was one vote for Cece, which
that was her.
Oh, that was her. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to look afterwards because I know they show it. But I think I watched it on demand. I think the on demand doesn't show the votes because I haven't noticed them for a while. But yeah, anyway.
You didn't need them this time.
Yeah, you kind of knew. But yeah, so all but 2 votes are cast her way. And there was no crazy Mari stuff going on this time where people are yelling at during the camp. Or during camp, kind of whatever.
This is what we need to do. No, they were just like, no, we still got it. She's gone.
Yeah. And it was actually, like, it was a really good tribal council because Lucy managed to talk herself onto the block. I mean, she would have been fine if it hadn't been for David. But, like you were saying, she started bossing people around even while they were saying, I don't
even appreciate. Even while they were questioning her about bossing people around.
Yeah, like, Ken straight up said, you know, she put all these rules in and I don't really like that. And she's like, you know what, Ken, you're right. I shouldn't have done that, but I just feel it's really important for people to do this, that, the other thing. And then we should all just all vote. And even Jeff Probst was like, you realize
you're doing it right now.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I guess I am. And yeah. And I get why Ken voted for Jessica, because he had gotten caught basically trying to get rid of Lucy. And so if he votes for Lucy, then people are going to think, okay, he's definitely not one of us.
Wait, what? He did vote for Lucy. What are you talking about?
There were 2 votes? God damn it.
Yeah.
I knew that. You know what? Okay.
David and Ken voted for Lucy.
I should not have been watching hockey instead of, oh, that makes sense. That's why it wasn't a tie with Cece. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys, all right, I need to level with people. I watched this whole episode, I swear to God. But then I started playing Overwatch because it's the Halloween weekend thing. And then I started watching hockey. And then I
haven't played since August. I should probably play.
You should. It's fun. You got it on PlayStation or you got it on PC?
PC, come on.
All right. Well, I got it on PlayStation, so I was going to say, I'll give you my
weirdo. Info. Anyway.
Yeah. But I did all these things. And so honestly, I'm surprised how many important details I don't remember. It's good to have you fact checking me.
Okay. So earlier, before the tribal, Lucy's excuse was like one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. She's like, well, I mean, I do this at home, like with my kids. If it works at home, it should work here. But no, you idiot.
Yeah.
These people aren't your kids. You don't get to boss them around.
Yeah, they know that once this is over, they're never going to see you again. Your kids and your husband and other people in your life, they realize, all right, Lucy is part of my family. I need to be with her every step of the way. This was just like, no, we're going to get rid of you because you're being... I don't want to say she's being a bitch because she really wasn't. She was just being very controlling. She was being very much like Paul, but I feel like being called a Paul is worse than being called a bitch. So...
Well...
Yeah, Paul was awful. Thank God he's gone.
Okay, so they vote, and then David goes up and stands up there like, hey guys, I just want you to know, I'm sorry, but I've got to do this. You guys are going to be so mad at me. I'm playing this for Jessica.
I like and that.
I was so proud of him. He's actually started playing, like then.
Yeah, like he seemed to have trouble adjusting early on, but now that he's figured it out, he's like, okay, I need to start the social game right now. They need to know I like you guys so much already, but I gotta do this. Otherwise, who knows? And I don't know. Do you think it hurt him that there were like six votes cast for Jessica?
No, I do not. Because it was genius. Because not only did they vote out Lucy with only two votes, they also absolutely proved to Jessica that everyone was lying to her.
That's a good point. And especially now that I know that Ken voted for Lucy as well, he can say, because he said it in Tribal Council when she said, what, should I just trust you? And his answer was just a blunt yes.
And then he stares her down.
That was beautiful. Yes. That was so well done. Well, because you know what, that's the thing, is like, people who lie will give overly elaborate explanations. And so if him just saying yes, that's like saying, you can trust me, shut up, that sort of thing. So that was perfect. If he had a microphone, he would have dropped it right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I had to go last week and be like, oh, they're not showing any of Lucy. Obviously, she's not ever going to get voted out for a while.
And pick her up.
So I'm going to pick her up. God damn it.
Well, you know, on the plus side, she had many more, in fact, than one line of dialogue. So you got some points from her after all. Is there anything we want to add before we... Well, we'll say goodbye real fast. Like, her message got me kind of frustrated because she was talking about how I almost controlled the whole situation and it almost worked. But it's like, yeah, but you got voted out. So it really... You didn't almost control it.
Well, she did control it. She had no way of knowing that David had an idol was going to play it for Jessica.
Yeah, and this is the point that I was trying to make a little bit earlier before I worked myself into a shoot. The reason I say she didn't have control is because she didn't realize who had the real power, which in this case was David.
The idol.
Right. But she could have, like, think about it. Well, the idol is power in this case, so, you know, it works. If she had not been acting like Paul, she would have stayed. Like she would have survived this round if it hadn't been for that that
that's
idol.
A good point.
Yeah, it's like
if she had walked up to Ken and been like, "Hey, do you think we should vote out Jessica?" He would have been perfectly fine doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then none of this would have happened.
Right, exactly. But because she said, "No, we need to vote her out. That's how we're blah blah blah, whatever." Like, that put a target on her back, and because, like, even Paul survived that first vote. Wait, nope. He was their first vote. Millennials won the first time around. Lost the first time around. Okay. But yeah, you get the point, though. Like, she dug her own grave. And that's always the... What's the word I'm looking for? The hubris?
Wait, this is the third one they voted out, though. Who was the other one? This is the fourth episode.
Yeah, that's why I screwed up, because it was two millennials and then it was Paul.
It wasn't two millennials. Only one millennial has been voted out.
Oh, yeah, it was Rachel. Rachel was the first one.
Yeah, God, Rachel was the first one.
Yeah, so, I mean, even Paul managed to survive one round.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she would have survived this round, and then she would have screwed herself up the next time. They would have gone like, oh, wow, I can't believe we kept her at the expense of, who would it have been? It would have been Jessica? Yeah. Actually, 6-1, half dozen to the other. They're neither of them very good at challenges.
Yeah, except Andy's winning points next week. Because they're all getting mixed up.
Yeah, which is good. You know, that was the thing. Since there's a chance that people might know that Adam has the idol. And since David just made a lot of enemies by screwing them over, it's a good chance for some of our folks to survive another round through this tribal mix 'em up.
Yeah, David could end up being on top because of this.
Yeah. Which is good. All right. If David wins, I would not feel bad about this season.
Right?
Yeah. I just, like, he is a gamer. We've seen him lie. We've seen him do some dumb things. But that was, like, early on when he was, like, super anxious and everything was awful. You know? Yeah, everything was new and scary. And he was like, oh, my God, look at all these big-ass people around me. I hate everything. But now I think he realizes, all right, I'm playing the game. And he's playing it really well. So if he wins, I'm a happy camper. I'm going to go so far as to say, other than Chris, I'm taking a quick look. Oh, wait. All right. Figgy J. Taylor. I wouldn't like to see either of them win, any of them win. Yeah. And then maybe Chris. I wouldn't like to see him win. But otherwise, I think I'd be okay with most of these people.
Yeah.
How are you feeling so far on who you would like to win?
I want Michaela to win.
Yeah, she is pretty great. But, like, is there anyone that you would not, you would, like, if they won?
Well, the Triforce. I don't want any of the Triforce.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, if one of them won, I would hold, like, my own separate tribal council and be like, no, we don't accept this.
Oh, my God. I feel like if one of them wins, we're going to be like, all right, guys, this is the last season. Sorry.
Well, it's been a nice podcast. Bye, guys. all right. Well, then let's transition over on into fantasy. And here's where it's really going to suck because, well, okay, so as far as bets go, we just had the one. Lucy had more than one line because, Andy, what the fuck were you doing? Why were you thinking? Why would you take that bet ever? Especially the last week. You should have fought me tooth and nail when I said, oh, let's just shunt it to next week, because we both of us knew. Like, she's going to have...
We already knew she was going to have more. They showed them in the damn preview.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, this is going to be a Lucy-centric episode. All right, sure, let's just shove it on to the next one, because I don't want to deal with it right now. And so, yeah, so congratulations. You get some points for that. I don't know what it was.
It's
3?
Okay, because I'm way the hell behind.
Yeah, oh, yeah. As for the rest of the bets, you can always go on our website, outwitoutplayoutcast.com, and you can take a look at all that. Because I didn't really remember who we have going on, so I didn't bother paying attention to who was saying, I'm crazy because I'm a millennial, or I'm smart because I'm Gen X and I know how to work. Yeah. I didn't bother paying attention.
None of them said that.
Yeah, those are hard. So I'm just going to let Andy do all that. And then as for the actual fantasy, I don't know how the points work anymore. So,
dude, I just trust Andy knows how to do it right.
And yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Like, I did it. I did it at least one episode in the last two seasons. I've done it. And I got it right both those times. And then for some reason, I'm staring at it today and I'm just like, I'm so confused. I have no idea what's going on. So I'm going to give you points and these are going to be wrong, but I'm going to give them just because we believe in hashtag content on this show. And then Andy's going to actually do the correct ones when he gets back from Boston, when he hears this and hears us say that he's a dumb fucking idiot. So I believe that Brett and David got 4 points each for my team because they won a reward challenge, which it looks like is 1 point, and they lost immunity, but they survived. So I think that's 4 points. I don't know why. And then Adam won an immunity challenge, which is 1 point, I believe. I'm probably wrong. So if that's true, that puts me at 44. Andy has the same number of points from his team of Ken, Michaela, and Jessica, so he would be at 41. And then, unfortunately, Brian, you got one of each. Yeah, 0 points for Lucy. I know that for a fact. 4 points for Chris and 1 point for Michelle for what should theoretically be 33, but I don't fucking know. So that's our tentative points so far. I'm in the lead with 44 and then Andy with 41. And, oh, I'm sorry. You know what, Brian? I didn't count the 3 that you got from your bet. So you would actually be at 36.
See, but... Yeah, see, I think the ones are wrong, though, because I think the only thing that he had as 1 point was surviving. I think winning anything was always two. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I looked at it and yeah.
What I know is
you're behind.
Yeah, and I lost Lucy, and I need to pick somebody.
Let me guess, Zeke.
Yeah. So Andy told us that if he lost anybody, because he hadn't watched it yet, that if he lost anybody, he would take Zeke. But now, just because he's not here, I am going to take Zeke. Also, because I dropped him to pick up Lucy, yeah. So now it's like nothing happened.
He just sacrificed twice for a week. But also, it's like Zeke really is the best pick of the people left. I like him a lot.
No. I like him. His tribe mates don't, though. So that's why I dropped him.
Well, Adam likes
him. But now that they're splitting up, it shouldn't matter.
It's a whole new game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I really hope. Hey, I got a bet for you if you want. Do you want? Because they were saying, we could be split up. Do you want to bet on whether they get split up or not? I'll give you a chance to get some points back. Whether they split up specifically, we're only talking. Ooh, shoot. Is it Taylor and Figgy? Yeah, Taylor and Figgy. You want to bet on that? I'll let you pick. You can choose.
I will bet that they will not be split up just because they teased that they might be in the commercial.
Well, then obviously I have to take that they will. So we'll do 3 points on 3 points. I'll just type it out here. Yeah, fuck it. I'll type it out later. Okay. We'll do 3 points that you think Lucy, fuck me in the goat ass. Beard does bad things to me. We'll do 3 points that you say Figgy and Taylor will be split up, and I will do 3 points that they are not. There we go. That'll get you back in the game. And Andy, if Andy thinks we're colluding, no, I don't think we are. It'll help you out. So. Okay, cool.
Hopefully this isn't like last time there was only two of us and it gets lost.
Oh, no. I see plenty of waveforms and I'm recording it and I have not seen Audacity has crashed like the last couple of times. So we should be good to go.
All right.
Well, in that case, I believe we've covered all of the things that we normally cover. Do you have any final thoughts? Was this a good episode? Let me put it to you that way. We've never really just talked about, hey, is this a good episode or a bad episode?
Well, I loved it because of the ending. I mean, besides that my person got voted out. But it was great.
Okay,
cool. How it happened.
Yeah, I really like that too, because I didn't see Lucy going home. I thought they were either going to stick with Jessica or they were going to get rid of Ken. And like, this is one of those blind sides, because we've talked in the past about it couldn't have been Cece, for example, in the first episode, because we hadn't seen anything from her. We had seen stuff from Lucy, so the fact that this was a blind side didn't feel like a cheat.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. In that case, then I guess we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully all three of us, we've all three been here for half the episodes this season. Let's try and get it over 50%.
Woo.
In the meantime, all right. Ooh, you know what you should do in the meantime? You should check out, No. This is a good one. This is a Nick's Picks, we're going to call this. JJ Drunkcast. Or as I like to just Drunkcast. JJ Drunkcast. It's also on 9/11 Geeks. It's Ernesto's brother, whose name I don't remember, but it starts with a J. And his friend, whose name also starts with a J. They get super drunk. And then they talk to each other for an hour. And then they tell a ghost story.
Oh.
That is a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, it's not on iTunes. I don't know why. So just go to our website, notlg.com, and look for it on there. And it's
not the website, but okay, that's fine.
No, it's notlg.com. Oh, no, sorry.
Patreon.com/notlg, but yeah.
It's not No. Patreon.com/notlg is if you want to donate. Just to go to the website is notlg.com.
Is it? See, I don't know shit. I've never gone there, to be honest with you, so I have no fucking idea.
You know, this is the thing. It's a great website, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I have Overcast. I don't need to go to websites to download podcasts. Like, you have iTunes, right? Like, the ones that I listen to, they all say, hey, go to our site to do this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, I'm listening to this on Overcast, dude. I don't need to go to your website.
Well, I just don't listen to any of them.
Aww.
That's why.
You should listen to some. You should listen to Drunkcast. Actually, you watch wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should listen to John and Marianne on Tornado
they
Tag.
Have one? See, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. TornadoTagRadio.com. My instinct is to add .com whenever I talk about anything. So
I heard of that. I didn't know that was.
It's good. Yeah, no, it's wonderful and great. Yeah, I really like that. I listen every week, even though I haven't actually watched Raw in probably 10 years, I think. Oh.
See, you know, that's why I probably won't listen to it. For the same reason I don't listen to Welcome to Comics, because I haven't read any of the ones they're talking about. And Pingle watches a lot more than I do. I only watch WWE. Oh, I don't even watch NXT or anything.
They mainly talk about Raw and SmackDown. Okay. Yeah. They'll talk about other stuff, but the other stuff is entertaining enough. I mean, here's the thing I've learned about.
I love Magic too, and I don't listen to that one. So
that's okay. You should listen to the one I was on. That's the only one you need to listen to. I did a game show. Yeah. All right. Cool. We did our legally obligated cross promotion, and we have gone on for about 50 minutes, so we should end it for the week. We will see you guys next week then, when we hope. Like the Dickens, that our Adams and our Zeke's of the world get to advance, while the Triforce people, I was trying to think of people we didn't like, while the Triforce folks we don't like, while they go to fucking hell.
Still hate that they used the Triforce for that.
Right? I mean, they could have gone with like Tripartite Alliance or anything, so yeah.
Night of the Living Geek.